我们请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第二十五章。
Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 25?
Verse 21.
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
第14节,
Verse 14.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去, 就叫了仆人来, 把他的家业交给他们。
For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them.
我的负担呢，人就是和弟兄姊妹交通到你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
My burden is to share, brothers and sisters, the good and faithful slave.
我们昨天早晨和弟兄姊妹讲到，
Yesterday we already shared with brothers and sisters.
我们和主之间有三重重要的关系。
There is a threefold relationship with the Lord Jesus.
那么其实圣经里面给我们看见呢，我们和神之间和主之间有很多的不同的关系。
That our relationship with the Lord Jesus, we have many different kinds of relationships.
比方说我们讲到主耶稣是我们的好牧人，我们是羊。
When we talk about Lord Jesus being our good shepherd and we are the sheep.
我们讲到主是元首，是头，我们是身体。
That he is the head and we are the body.
我们的神是父亲，我们是他的儿女。
That he is our father and we are his children.
那么还有其他的一些的关系。
And there are various other kinds.
但是唯独在这三种关系里面，
But the singular thing about these relationships,
神要求忠心。
There is faithfulness.
第一个就是夫妻之间的关系。
And that is between husbands and wives.
是丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
As between husbands and wives.
第二种是朋友与朋友之间的关系。
And the second, between friends to friends.
那么第三种， 是主人和仆人之间的关系。
And the third is between masters and servants.
我们知道在这三种的关系上，
In these three kinds of relationships,
那么神要求我们忠心。
The Lord requires faithfulness.
我们也讲到有三样事情我们是需要忠心。
There are three kinds of things that require faithfulness.
第一方面， Number one, 忠于主的名。
We have to be proclaimed under his name.
因为我们是归在主名下的人。
Because we are under his name, a people.
我们作为基督徒，我们要忠于主自己的名。
We must be faithful to his name.
那么第二方面，我们要忠于主的自己。
We have to be faithful to he himself.
我们要和主之间建立这个亲密交通的关系。
We are to establish the intimate relationship.
我们要对主自己要忠心。
We want to be faithful to him.
那么第三方面，
Third,
我们要对主的托付忠心。
We have to be faithful to the entrustment he's given us.
其实这三方面，弟兄姊妹们，我们都需要 在主面前来学习忠心。
These three aspects we need to learn faithfulness before him.
但是从实际的经历和教会的历史上面来看，
From practical experience and from church history,
有很多人呢，他们只忠于一面。
Many people just be faithful in one aspect.
像今天有很多人忠于主的名。
Many people are faithful to his name today.
我想大部分的基督徒对主的名，我们里面都有这个，都有感觉。
Many people have this reverence as far as his name is concerned.
像今天有的弟兄姊妹们，他们要把主的福音传到全地去。
So just like many want to preach the gospel to all the lands.
他们要叫主的名能够被全地的人都知道。
That God's name will be made known to all.
他们的确在这方面也很忠心。
They are faithful in this aspect.
有的人谈起福音工作的时候，你看那个里面的热忱。
When talk about gospel, their zeal.
他们真的奉献。
They are consecrated.
他们把自己完全的摆上。
They are totally given to God.
的确叫我们心里面很受感动。
And we are touched.
我有一个认识一个弟兄。
I know a brother.
也是很好的朋友。
He's a good friend.
他就是有福音的热忱。
He has this zeal for the gospel.
一坐下来谈起福音，这个简直是这个负担就重得不得了。
When we talk about the gospel, his burden is so evident.
所以有一天我在他的家里面，
One day I was in his home.
我想试着跟他讲一点点 我们基督徒和主之间这个交通的关系。
I talked to him about the relationship we have with God.
那么 交通一点住在主里面的基督。
How we ought to abide in him.
结果我还没讲几句话,
After just a few words,
他就张了大嘴打了个哈欠。
He yawned. Yawned.
他这么一哈欠, 我下面话讲不下去。
After he yawned, I couldn't continue.
因为呢, 他的负担只在福音上面。
Because his burden is just on the gospel.
的确为着主的名在这方面, 他是非常的, 尽忠心的。
Indeed, he was very faithful, in this aspect.
但是似乎呢, 好像对于主的自己呢, 这方面的交通, 他不太有兴趣。
But as far as the Lord is himself and the fellowship with him, he's not too interested.
你今天会看见, 在神的儿女中间有很多人他们提到工作提到这些时候非常的热忱。
Many people today when you talk about work they are very zealous.
你要叫他花一点时间好好的来亲近主来追求主, 他这个兴趣不大。
They are not too interested about being closely walking with the Lord.
他们连祷告 都是为着工作,
even their prayers are for the work.
你就看见每天都是非常的非常的热活动很多的。
So every day they're full of activities.
弟兄姊妹们,
sisters,
这些人 主给他们这些负担, 我们应当尊重的,
we ought to respect these burdens.
我绝没有意思轻看他们这些,
we do not lightly esteem these things.
因为他们在这些上面摆着有很多事我们跟不上,
because their sacrifice we cannot even follow.
你看今天有很多人到全世界去做 missionary.
Today many people go to missionary all over the world.
他们的牺牲是很大的,
their sacrifice is great.
他们受很多的苦的,
they suffer a lot.
把福音传给那些很不容易的人,
that the gospels are preached to people are
difficult. 是我们心中所尊重的。
This is something that we ought to respect.
甚至有很多人为着主的名寻道。
There many are martyrs for the Lord's name.
圣经也告诉我们, 这些为主名寻道的人, 将来也得奖赏。
Indeed, the Bible tells us these for them will receive their reward.
主会奖赏他。
The Lord will reward them.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
sisters,
觉得心不以这些东西为满足。
The Lord is not necessarily only satisfied with
it. 主还希望我们个人和他之间建立这种亲密朋友的关系。
We need this intimate friendship with the Lord.
我们应该每天跟他有交通。
We ought to have daily fellowship.
我们应当每天与他同行。
We ought to be walking with him.
我们应该生活的每一件事情上面都和他之间有来往。
That just should be in our daily relationship.
应该常常能够与主之间有甜美的交通。
That we can have face to face communion with him.
这个也是非常宝贵的。
This is most precious.
我也碰见一些的圣徒们, 他们和主之间的这些关系建立上, 非常非常的紧密。
I also have met with Christians who are very close with their relationship with the Lord.
我永远不会忘记,
I will not forget.
那么有一位年长的姊妹,
there's this old sister.
那么她在我个人的生命中, 在我个人属灵的侍奉经历上, 给我非常多的帮助。
She helped me greatly as far as my own personal service to the Lord is concerned and relationship.
从我的内心来说, 我实在是非常的爱她。
From my inner being, I love her.
我这么多年来, 我实在也不敢也不忍心去批评她。
I all these years do not dare to say something wrong about her.
她带我像母亲带孩子一样。
She brought me like a mother to a son.
她实在是非常的爱我。
She loved me a lot.
我跟她之间也有维持非常好的一个交通。
I have a very intimate fellowship with her.
她实在是一个圣洁的妇人。
She is a chaste woman.
Holy.
Holy.
你会看见哦, 在她的身上有一种的气质很吸引人的。
There is this attractive disposition in her.
我每次跟她在一起交通,
every time I am with her,
我里面都觉得非常的舒畅。
Then I am very open within me.
很多时候我里面有重担,
every time I have a burden inside,
我跟她交通, 我的重担都没有了。
After I fellowship her, my burden is disappeared.
她实在是一个敬虔爱主的人。
She is indeed someone who revered the Lord.
她跟主之间建立的关系, 是我今天在很多圣徒都少见。
I seldom see another Christian like her.
弟兄姊妹们,
my sisters,
她的生活非常的清洁。
Her life is very pure.
她世界上的东西几乎是什么都不沾染。
She did not touch the things of this world.
跟世界之间有很清楚的一个分界。
There is a clear line between her and the world.
她的生活非常简单。
Her life is very simple.
她吃的东西都是非常简单。
The things that she eats is very simple.
她从 别的国家到台湾来做 missionary.
She came from somewhere else to Taiwan as a missionary.
她有时候中午啊, 午餐啊,
sometimes during lunchtime,
她就是去外面的那个小摊上买这么一包的花生, 落花生。
She will buy a packet of peanuts.
这个就是她的午餐。
And that's her lunch.
那么住的房间也是非常的简单。
The room that she stays, house that she is very simple.
实在是 为着主有很多的摆上。
That she sacrificed a lot for the Lord.
并且她在主里面, 那个经历也是非常的丰富。
She has abundant experiences in the Lord.
她实在是一个被圣灵所充满的人。
She was indeed filled with the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的经历上面非常的丰富。
Full of experiences as far as the Holy Spirit is concerned.
那么她也有十字架的经历。
She also has experiences of
the cross. 她对付自己也非常的严格。
How she dealt with herself is very severe.
对弟兄姊妹尤其很有爱心。
She loved the brethren a lot.
他为着别人真是非常的摆上。
She sacrificed a lot for others.
我记得有一次在台湾有一个传道人。
Once in Taiwan there's a preacher.
其实跟他没有什么多大关系。
There was not much relationship between this preacher and her.
那么这对不起，其实是一个传道人的弟弟。
It's a preacher's brother.
那么他得着肺癌。
He had tuberculosis.
肺癌啊，严重到一个地步，他都不能躺下睡觉。
The tuberculosis was so serious he couldn't lie down to sleep.
所以需要用两块板子这样把它夹住。
And needed two planks to hold him.
所以从早到晚都是这样做的。
And from morning to night is like that.
非常的痛苦。
Very much pain.
那么这个姊妹知道她的情况。
And so this sister knew her condition.
所以有一天晚上她就去看他。
And so one evening she went to visit him.
她就坐在他的对面。
And sat opposite him.
从晚上一直坐到早晨。
And from evening to the morning, she sat there.
整晚上在那里用主的话鼓励他。
And the whole night she encouraged.
整晚上为他祷告。
And the whole night she prayed for him.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
他实在是一个为主摆上的人。
She was indeed one who sacrificed much for the Lord.
他跟主之间所建立的关系是非常的亲密的。
She was at a very deep intimate relationship with the Lord.
那么只有当我读盖恩夫人的传记的时候。
When I read the memoirs of Madame Guyon.
我感觉到这个人跟盖恩夫人的那个经历是非常的靠近。
She had very similar experiences with Madame Guyon.
今天我们在神的儿女中间。
Today we
很少能碰见这么样的清洁的。
Someone can we see such a pure woman?
这样的全心在主的身上。
Someone who wholly devoted to the Lord.
除了主之外，他不爱慕别的东西。
Apart from the Lord, she loved nothing else.
他的整个心都是归给主的。
The whole heart was given to the Lord.
真是像一个童贞女一样的，
这
个爱主耶稣的。
A pure chaste virgin loving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我跟她在一起有一段的年日。
I want period of time with her.
实在感觉这是一个充满吸引力的人。
This is someone full of attractiveness.
我们从她得到非常好的属灵上的帮助。
And we are greatly helped by her spiritualness.
但是有一件事很可惜。
But there's one very pitiful thing.
他们对于主那个永远的旨意。
Insofar as the eternal purpose of God is concerned.
对于教会的路。
According to the road, the way of the church,
对于基督身体的见证
as far as the testimony of the Christ's body is concerned,
这方面他们知道的很少
they know very little of it.
后来我们相互之间有交通
after much fellowship,
很多时候我们去了也把我们的负担也交通给他们
very often we laid our burdens to them,
但是很可惜
but pitifully,
在这一方面
in this aspect,
他真的是没有进入
she did not enter into this.
我再说啊
I
我实在很爱他
I love her a lot.
我实在不忍心去批评她。
I do not want to rebuke her.
她在我的心目中间，实在是我所敬爱的一位年长的姊妹。
She was one I deeply revered and loved.
一直到今天，我非常的怀念她。
Up to today, I still think much of her.
我每次想到她，我里面都很受鼓舞。
I'm encouraged whenever I think of her.
因为在有一些像与主同住的经历上面，她的确给我们很大的帮助。
As far as how we abide the Lord, she has greatly helped me.
那个帮助是从我年轻时候侍奉主，一直到今天。都是实在的帮助。
She helped me since the time I began my service to the Lord until now.
但是，我的心里面感觉非常遗憾。
But I am saddened within me.
因为他对于主的路、教会的路这些方面，他没有兴趣。
Because she's not interested as far as the way of the church is concerned, the road for the church, the way ahead.
所以我们中间有些弟兄们去他们中间传了这些信息。
And so there are brothers who go and preach this kind of message to them.
她实在很善良。
She was indeed good.
所以她有的时候就低着头轻轻地说。
And so she would put her head down and quietly say.
她说我们只要爱耶稣就够了。
If we were to love the Lord, it would be enough.
那些太麻烦了。
These other things are too troublesome.
那些太麻烦了。
These things are too troublesome.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
我们知道今天有的人。
We know that today there are people.
他们对于主的个人。
As far as the Lord himself is concerned.
他们实在是有亲密的关系。
They have intimate relationship.
在这些事情上。
In these things.
我感觉我一辈子也赶不上他们。
My own sense is that I cannot keep up to them.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
很可惜。
Very pitifully,
we know our
Lord.
不仅他的自己是可爱的
，Not only is he himself loving，
是值得我们尽全心来爱他的。
He indeed is worthy of us to love him。
我们不能忘记
，We cannot forget，
我们的神在他的儿子身上还有一个荣耀的心意。
That our God, as far as His Son is concerned, has an eternal purpose。
儿子的心意是主要托付给教会的。
And this eternal purpose God wants to entrust to the church。
所以我们必须有好的教会生活。
So we ought to have a good church life。
我们必须重视所谓的身体的生活。
We need this, we need to place importance in body life。
因为这个乃是神他自己的事业，他的经营。
This is the Lord's business himself。
所以因此呢，我们跟主之间还有主人和仆人之间的关系。
And so between us and the Lord, there is masters and servants。
我们必须知道神在我们身上还有一个荣耀的托付。
That the Lord, we need to know in our lives that God has an eternal entrustment。
这个托付不是关乎你个人的。
This entrustment is not about yourself。
不仅关乎你个人的。
It's not just about yourself。
乃是关乎团体的。
It's about the body。
关乎到整个教会的生活。
It's about the whole entire church life。
关乎到整个教会的见证。
It's about church testimony。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters。
我们实在感觉今天在这一方面有认识、有注意、愿意付代价的人太少。
In this aspect, those who want to understand it, want to sacrifice for this, are very few.
所以马太福音二十五章告诉我们
，So Matthew 25 tells us，
这个主人有一个家业。
This master has got an inheritance, a possession.
他要把这个家业呢交托给我们。
He wants to entrust us with his possessions.
我们知道这个家业就是我们神的事业。
We know that this possessions is the Lord's business.
是我们的神在这个整个宇宙中间的他的经营的事业。
And that is in this entire universe his purpose and his business.
我们作为神的儿女。
We as his children，
如果我们完全根本不懂得我们天上的父亲他要做什么
，If we do not know what our heavenly father is wants to do，
这是我们的羞耻
，That's our shame to us。
这也是我们在神跟前很惭愧的一件事。
It's something we ought to be ashamed before the
people。我们作为神的儿女
，As God's children，
我们要知道我们父亲的事业是什么。
We want to know our father's business。
我们要对我们父亲的事业有兴趣。
We must be interested in our father's business。
我们应当向着父亲的事业忠心。
We are to be faithful to our father's business。
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
所以这个托付是重要的。
This entrustment is important.
所以马太福音二十五章
Matthew 25,
讲到这个托付的时候
we talk about this
是特别和天国发生关系的
has to do with the kingdom of heaven.
所以神今天把各样不同的恩赐给我们
so today God gives us different gifts.
这些恩赐呢是为着神的国度的
These gifts are for the kingdom of heaven.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们必须要利用神所给的恩赐
we ought to use these gifts.
让我们父亲的所 托付的事业能够得出成就
thatThe father's possessions and his business can be fulfilled.
完成神的托付
that we fulfill his entrustment.
这个才是重要的
This is important.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
也许
perhaps
我们效的主的名我们赶不上很多基督徒那样的东西
We cannot keep up to those others who revere his name.
我们和主之间所建立的关系
Our relationship with the Lord
也赶不上有许多人的那样的那么亲密
We cannot keep up to those who are intimately close to him
但是如果你能做神的仆人
If you can be his servants
忠心的运用主所给你的恩赐
To be faithful to the gifts he has given you
不管是有多少
No matter how many
你很忠心的运用这些恩赐
And that you are useful to these gifts
弟兄姊妹们这是进天国的一个条件
This is a requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven
所以今天我们需要主的怜悯临到我们
Today we need his grace upon our lives
弟兄姊妹主的国度很快要降临
The Lord's kingdom is soon to come
所以主还把一些机会量给我们
The Lord still gives us opportunity
我们求主保守我们向着他的名忠心
The Lord will preserve us that we will be faithful to his name
我们求主吸引我们和他之间能有甜蜜的交通
That the Lord attract us that we have intimate fellowship with him
但是我们也需要主开启我们
The Lord needs to also open our hearts
让我们明白神的心意是什么
That we may know his heart's intents
让我们知道神把这个托付给我们
That we might know that he has entrusted us his purposes
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters
其实说来第三方面是最艰难的
The third aspect is the most difficult
因为这个呢不仅是个人在主面前要尽功用的问题
Not only do we individually need to be useful to the Lord
因为这个是要在整个团体的里面把它实行出来的
But the whole body needs to be enacted
弟兄姊妹们我们都知道一进入教会的这个侍奉和生活 那是最艰苦的一件事
Anytime you want to enter into body life It's the most difficult
你个人向着主的名忠心这个可以的
As an individual you are faithful that's possible
你跟主之间维持亲密的交通这个也宝贵的
As an individual, you become intimately with God, that's good.
在这些方面来讲，难处不还不是那么大。
The difficulty is not so much.
那么一进入到教会的这个 侍奉的里面。
Once you enter into service in the church,
哇，那个难处就大。
Then difficulties abound.
啊，我相信我们在座有弟兄姊妹们在教会中多年服侍的人，能够明白我所讲。
I believe there are those here who understand many years who have been serving the Lord.
我们有的时候服侍一段，经过这些我们就灰心了。
Sometimes after a long period of service, we are discouraged.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
保罗在地上的时候，我也常常讲，如果就是他个人亲近主，那是最快乐无比、无比的事情。
If he were to have just himself and the Lord is much joy.
他说：“我在肉身中为着教会、为着基督的身体，补满基督患难的缺陷。”哎呀，弟兄姊妹受的苦真是不知道有多少。
He said that in himself, as part of the body, he has to fill up the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么主在讲到天国的比喻的时候
？Why when the Lord Jesus talk about the parables of the kingdom of heaven？
这个我们要做仆人呢
？Why did we talk about servants？
因为这个是最艰难的。
Because this is most difficult.
今天仇敌在地上最大的破坏就是在这一方面。
The most destroying work of the Lord of the Satan is on these things.
有的人有一点恩赐，就完全为了自己的名声，为了自己的事业。
Some people with a bit of gifts, they were just all for themselves.
有的呢，看看这个情况不行，把那个银子呢包起来埋在地上。
Some people take some coins and bury it under the ground.
所以主才在这里要很恳切的讲到这件事情。
And so the Lord vigorously says these things.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
到底谁是能够得到主最后的称赞呢
？Who can finally receive His praise？
当主回来的时候
，When the Lord were to come back，
主说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
”The Lord said, "Well done, you good and faithful slave."
你在不多的事上有忠心
，That you were faithful in a few things。
我要把许多事派你管理。
And I will put you in charge of many things.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Enter into the joy of your master.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在历史上面
，In history，
有没有人已经符合主的要求
？Are there those who have already fulfilled the Lord's requirements？
已经达到了主这种最高的称赞
？Have already attained this highest praise from the Lord？
就是天国还没有来到。
That even before the kingdom of heaven were to come,
他们已经在主的眼中成为又良善又忠心的仆人。
That in the Lord's eyes they are already a good and faithful servant.
当我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible,
我们看见从旧约到新约
，From the Old to the New Testament,
都有一些神的儿女
，They are God's people.
他们在天国还没有来到
，Before the kingdom of heaven were to come,
但是他们已经达到神这种要求
，They already attained that requirement of the Lord.
我想主若许可
If the Lord permits,
从今天早晨开始起
From this morning onward,
我要一连三个早晨我要举圣经中的例子和弟兄姊妹们来交通
I want to use the examples from the word of God
当然在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament
当我们想到神的仆人的时候
When we talk about God's servant
那我想头一个我们想到的就是摩西
We think about Moses
但是今天早晨呢
But this morning
我们不仅要讲到摩西
Well, we do want to talk about Moses
我们要讲到摩西和他当时在那个时代中跟他一同服侍主的一些
so, We want to talk about those who served with him at that time
不仅他一个人
Not only he himself
能够达到主这种的要求
To attain the Lord's requirement
还有一些侍奉主人和一些妇女们他们也达到这样的光景
There were those who served the Lord even maidens women who attained to that
如果许可明天早晨我要讲撒母耳的故事
Tomorrow we'll talk about Samuel
那么第最后一天早晨
Finally, and the last evening,
我们要回到新约里面
We want to go back to New Testament
也许主许可我们就讲保罗的经历
We talk about Paul's experiences
我们看见在整个历史上面
In the whole of his history
主的国度还没有降临
Before the kingdom of heaven were to come
是他们已经达到符合于神的要求
They already attained to the standard requirement of the Lord
愿这些例子呢成为我们的鼓舞和激励
May these examples be our encouragement
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天早晨让我们一同来看关于这个摩西和他同代的一些人的事
Let's look at Moses and his co-servants
我要读一些的圣经
Shall we turn to some passages of scripture?
我要请弟兄姊妹很有耐心的跟我一起来读完它。
Shall we read patiently these verses?
好，我们先看40章，出埃及记第40章。
Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记第四十章。
Exodus 40。
我们要从这个十七节读到三十五节。
From verse 17 to 35。
出埃及记。
Exodus。
第四十章第十七节到三十五节。
Chapter 40, verse 17 to 35。
我想我们这样来读好了。
Shall we read it this way?
我们读一节中文，然后第二节用英文读。
We read one verse in Chinese and then the next verse in English.
免得我一个人读，你们都睡着了。
Lest I read it by myself and all fall asleep.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹大声来读。那么请用中文的人先读第十七节。
So the Chinese speaking, verse 17.
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。
Verse 18 in English, and Moses erected the tabernacle and laid its sockets and set up its boards and inserted its bars and erected its pillars.
第十九节，在帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖盖在其上，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Then he took the testimony and put it into the ark and attached the poles to the ark and put the mercy seat on top of the ark.
二十一节，把柜抬进帐幕，挂上遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
So then, in the tent of meeting on the north side of the tabernacle, outside the veil.
二十三节，在桌子上将饼陈设在耶和华面前，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Then he took the lampstand in the tent of meeting opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle.
二十五节，在耶和华面前点灯是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Then he placed the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the veil.
二十七节，在坛上烧了馨香做的香是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
Then he set up the veil for the doorway of the tabernacle.
在会幕的帐幕门前安设燔祭坛，把燔祭和素祭献在其上，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。
And he placed the laver between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it for washing.
摩西和亚伦并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。
Then they entered the tent of meeting, and when they approached the altar,They washed just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。那么在这一段话语的里面
In this passage
有七次出现说照耶和华所吩咐他的
Seven times it says just as the Lord has commanded Moses
那意思说整个会幕的建造完全是按照神所吩咐的
The entire construction of the tabernacle was according to the commandment of God
我们回头看三十一章
Shall we turn to Exodus 31?
三十一章
31, Exodus
我想我略过了有关摩西的经文
That I will pass over that which was written by Moses
看一些与摩西当时同工的一些人
We talk about the co-workers of Moses
我们读三十一章的第一节到第六节
From chapter 31 verse 1 to 6
我们还是像刚才一样轮替的读好了
We will just read like just now
中文的先来耶和华晓谕摩西说
SeeI have called by name Bezaliah, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工。
To make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and in bronze.
又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。
And behold, I myself have appointed with him Oholiab, the son of Ashishamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all who are skillful, I have put skill. that they may make all that I have commanded you.
好，我们再看三十五章。
Chapter 35.
三十五章。
Chapter 35.
第一节到第三节
Verses 1 to 3、
我来读好了
My brother will read
摩西召聚以色列全会众对他们说这是耶和华所吩咐的话叫你们照着行六日要做工第七日乃为圣日当向耶和华守为安息圣日凡这日之内做工的必把他治死当安息日不可在你一切的住处生活
Then Moses assembled all the congregation of the sons of Israel and said to them, These are the things that the Lord has commanded you to do. For 6 days, work may be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a holy day, a Sabbath of complete rest to the Lord. Whoever does any work on it may be put to death. You shall not kindle a fire in any of your dwellings on the seventh day.
第四节到五节的上一半。
Verse 4 and 5, the upper portion.
摩西对以色列全会众说耶和华所吩咐的是这样。你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华凡乐意献的可以拿耶和华的礼物来
And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel saying This is the thing which the Lord has commanded saying Take from among you a contribution to the Lord Whoever is of a willing heart Let him bring it as a Lord's contribution
第十节
Verse 10
你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的
And let every skillful man among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded
二十五节和二十六节
Verse 25 and 26
凡心中有智慧的妇女亲手纺线把所纺的蓝色紫色朱红色线和细麻都拿了来凡有智慧心里受感的妇女就纺山羊毛
And all the skillful women spun with their hands and brought what they had spun in blue and purple and scarlet material and in fine linen and all the women whose hearts stirred with a skill spun the goat's hair
第三十节到三十五节
Verse 30 to 35
摩西对以色列人说犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利儿子比沙列耶和华已经提他的名召他又以神的灵充满了他使他有智慧聪明知识能做各样的工能想出巧工用金银铜制造各物又能刻宝石可以镶嵌能雕刻木头能做各样的巧工耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏能教导人耶和华使他们的心满有智慧能做各样的工无论是雕刻的工巧匠的工用蓝色紫色朱红色线和细麻绣花的工并机匠的工他们都能做也能想出奇巧的工
Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezaliah, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, and in knowledge and in all craftsmanship, to make designs for working in gold and silver and in bronze, and the cutting of stones for settings and the carvings of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work. He has also put in his heart to teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ashishamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with the skill to perform every work of an engraver and of a designer and of an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet material and in fine linen and of a weaver as performers of every work and makers of designs.
第三十六章
Chapter 36
第一节和第二节
Verse 1 and 2
比沙列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工凡耶和华赐他心里有智慧而且受感前来做工的摩西把他们和比沙列并亚和利亚伯一同招来
Now Bezaliah and Oholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezaliah and Oholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill, everyone whose heart stirred him to come to work to perform it.
箴言书第二十五章
Proverbs chapter 25
第十三节
Proverbs chapter 25Five verse.
箴言二十五章十三节。
25 verse 13。
忠信的使者，也是忠心的使者，叫差他的人心里舒畅，就如在收割时有冰雪的凉气。
Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who sent him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters.
好，我们最后看一处新约就可以。
Finally, one passage in the New Testament.
希伯来书。
Hebrews. Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5.
摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道
，Brothers and sisters, we all know，
当神借着摩西把以色列人带出埃及
，When God through Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt，
那么两三个月之后，他们来到西乃山。
2 to 3 months later, they came to Sinai, Mount Sinai.
我们知道这是整个人类历史中，在神的工作的历史中间一个重要的事。
And we know this is an important time as far as God's work for man is concerned.
这也可以说，在整个历史上是神头一次把他的心意托付给人。
That is the first time in man's history that God placed His heart's will to man.
在摩西之前。
Before Moses,
神也得着很多敬虔爱神的人。
God also attained a few people who loved God.
但那些呢，只是一个预备。
But these are all preparation only.
那么到了这个时刻
，But up to this time,
这个大概呢，从亚当开始到现在，大概有1500年。
From Adam to this time, about 1500.
当以色列百姓来到西乃山的时候
，When children of Israel came to Mount Sinai.
那么这个时候呢，神要开始把他的心意启示出来。
The Lord began to pour forth His heart's intent.
这是神当日在地上一个最重大的工作。
As a important work of God during the time on earth.
因为这个时候神不仅得着了一个人，也得着了一个团体。
Not only did God have a person, he has a body.
所以神要把他的心意开始向人来做完全的启示。
And so God begins to reveal His heart's intent to man.
我们都知道，神首先的得着的是摩西这个人。
First, God had Moses as Moses.
圣经把摩西的故事记载得很完全。
The Bible records the story of Moses completely, very completely.
我想我们弟兄姊妹对摩西的故事非常熟悉。
Brothers, this is a familiar with the story of Moses.
我们有很多你很多朋友，你交往了几十年，你恐怕还不大了解他。
You have friends who know for many years, but you do not know him or her very well.
就是你的老朋友，恐怕你也不大完全知道他。
Even you don't know your old friend very well.
我到今天早晨才认识 David Hunt 的爸爸。
Only up to today, I get to know who is David Hunt's father.
因为我们两个一起走过来的时候，我们谈话，他才告诉我，他说我是 David 的爸爸。
Two of us were walking, and he said, "I'm David's father."
我认识 David 已经很多年了，对吧
？I already knew David for many years.
但是很奇妙。
But amazingly,
摩西，我们对他的一生很清楚。
We're very clear about Moses' life.
他的爸爸妈妈是谁？你们知道对不对
？You know who his father and mother are.
我们给青年弟兄姊妹功课啊。
We test the young brothers and sisters.
你们去找找看，他的爸爸叫什么名字，妈妈叫什么名字
？What the names of the father and mother?
我们也知道他的哥哥是谁，他的姐姐是谁
？You know who the elder brother, elder sister are?
我们也知道他是怎么样出生的。
We also knew how he was born.
他怎么样会变成法老女儿的儿子
？How he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter?
我们也知道他受的教育。
We also know his education.
在埃及四十年学了一切的学问。
We hear all the learnings of Egypt in 40 years.
那么我们也知道他后来呢怎么跑到旷野里去。
We also knew how he went to the wilderness subsequently.
那么流荡了四十年。
And wandered for 40 years.
那么后来主怎么样呼召他
？And later how the Lord called him.
那么他怎么样的把这些以色列百姓带出埃及
？How he brought children of Israel out of Egypt.
然后有四十年怎么样在旷野里面行走
？And how they wandered 40 years in the wilderness.
那么到最后他怎么死的我们也很清楚啊。
And how he finally died, we were clear.
哇，我们对于摩西这个人来讲。从他的出生到他的死，我们了解了很多啊。
As far as Moses is concerned, from his birth to his death, we are quite clear.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
圣经把这样一个人物摆在其中。
The Bible places such a person.
神是要借着他对我们来说话。
Through him, the Lord wants to speak to us.
特别在旧约的时代中
，Especially in the Old Testament.
神要借着摩西告诉我们什么是
又善良又忠心的仆人。
The Lord wants through Moses to teach us why is a good and faithful servant.
那么神怎样在他的身上来做工
？How the Lord work in his life？
那弟兄姊妹们，我想我们今天不需要去把摩西整个的故事，那么把它全部详细的说明。
We need not reiterate once again the entire life history of Moses。
那么其中有一些重要的点呢，我想跟我们经历上有关的，我们。稍微做一点交代。
There are some important points related to our life, and we can mention these.
特别在他做神的仆人这件事情上面。
Especially with respect to the matter of how he was a servant of God.
我们都知道摩西这个名字啊。
Moses, this name.
是那个埃及的公主给他取的。
Was a name given by the daughter of Pharaoh.
因为呢，他从那个蒲草箱里面得着摩西。
From a straw bush, he was drawn out.
那么所以他就给他叫做你叫摩西好了
so he called him Moses.
摩西什么意思呢
and what's Moses mean?
摩西就是从水里面拉上来
drawn out of the water, that's what Moses means.
简单的讲就是拉出来
and that is drawn out.
那我们晓得摩西的一生的经历都是主把他拉出来
and so all of Moses' life is the Lord pulled him out.
所以对于我们来讲今天要被神拉出来很重要
For us, being pulled out by the Lord is very important.
我们晓得第一件事情，神把他从水里面拉出来。
And so first thing was pulled out from the water.
这不仅从水里面拉出来。
Not only pulled out from the water.
乃是从埃及人的迫害的手中拉出来。
And he was pulled out from the inflictions of Egyptians pulled out.
这是摩西得救的故事。
This is the salvation story of Moses.
也是我们每一个基督徒得救的故事。
It's also the story of our salvation.
我们原来是在撒旦的手下。
We are originally in Satan's hand.
我们是在死亡的权势底下。
We are under the realm of death.
是神把我们拉出来的，对不对
？Pulled us out.
啊，神在这个世界中，在不同的地方，那么把我们拉出来。
So in all different aspects, the Lord pulled us out.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着他把我们拉出来。
Because he pulled us out.
我们脱离了仇敌的手。
We are freed from the devil's hand.
我们也脱离了罪和死亡的权势。
We are also freed from death.
这个经历对摩西是重要，对我们也是重要。
This experience is important for Moses, important for us.
但是呢，神不仅把他从这个死亡的权势底下拉出来。
Not only did God pull him out from death.
神把他摆在埃及。的皇宫里面生活了四十年。
He lived in the palace of Egypt for 40 years.
哇，他过的是最好的生活。
He lived a luxurious life.
吃的、住的、学的都是最好的。
What he ate, what he learned was the best.
啊，每天出门的时候呢，前面后面都是仆人。
Every day when he came forth, in front behind all servants.
虽然他没有我们现在这么好的汽车可以坐，但是呢，他那个至少我想他坐的那个埃及的马车也是。最好的。
Yes, he didn't have the kind of cars that we're sitting on today, but the kind of
car
was much better.
最奢侈、最浮华的生活。
The most luxurious form of life.
我们晓得，这个对基督徒来讲是一个试探引诱啊。
This is a temptation for Christians.
如果你今天摆在这么样一个好的环境里面的话呢
？Today you are facing such a luxurious environment.
要害主有时候不大容易的。
You are not the Lord, maybe difficult.
那神也考验他。
The Lord tested him.
所以神先让他过这个生活。
The Lord let him live this kind of life.
四十岁的时候
，At 40 years,
神说够了
，Is enough?
拉出来。
Pull him out.
哎，是不是把拉出来了
？Did he not pull him out?
他自己还不晓得。
He didn't even realize.
他以为说他可以去救以色列百姓。
He thought he could go and save them.
他觉得他是有聪明、有才干、有知识、有能力。
He thought he was highly talented, full of ability.
他没有想到神的手在背后做工了。
He didn't know that the hand of God was behind him working.
神说好了，现在可以把他拉出来。
So the Lord says, now it's time to pull him out.
哇，这一拉出来啊！
This one pull,
这个生活中可是起了个大的变化了。
His whole life was turned upside down.
以前过的是这么奢侈的生活。
In the past, it was such a luxury.
他一下子就跑到旷野里。
The next moment is in the wilderness.
什么都没有了。
Everything disappeared.
啊，也没有仆人服侍你了。
No more servants to serve him.
现在早晨起来，你要自己去找东西吃啊。
So in the morning, you have to wake up and make his own breakfast.
啊，你在哪里要照顾自己的生活了
？You have to look after his own living.
那么什么权势也没有了。
All no more. No more authority. No more freedom. No more joy.
那么到最后，他还碰到了一个米甸的祭司叶特罗
，and then he met a Midian priest，
那娶了一个妻子希伯拉
，and then had a wife he had a wife Zebra
啊，所以我们现在呢，摩西的岳父是谁？岳父他的妻子是谁？他的儿子是谁？我们都知道。
And so now we know who his father-in-law is. who his wife is, etc.
那么就在旷野里面住了40年，就开始怎么样牧养羊了。
And so in 40 years he was tending sheep in the desert.
哇，从前出来的时候具有王子的身份。
In the past he had a status of a prince.
是个将军。
He was a general.
是个大人物。
He was an important man.
哇，前后跟着的都是埃及的军兵。
So in front behind all the soldiers of Egypt.
现在一到旷野里面了。
So now in the wilderness.
这个前后跟着的都是羊。
In front of you, all following him are sheep.
并且那个羊跑走了，赶快就抓回来。
The sheep were to run away. 这个 run after the sheep.
就在那个狗弄这个羊。
And so 40 years he was telling the sheep.
所以弄到一个地步，所有的这些智慧呢，这些才干都没有了。
So all his talents all disappeared.
到最后连讲话也不会讲了。
Finally, he couldn't even speak.
我们知道最后神找到他，我不会讲话了。
So when the Lord found him, he said he couldn't speak.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters.
那么神把他摆在旷野里面40年。
Lord put him in the wilderness for 40 years.
把过去40年在埃及所有的一些生活全部改掉了。
So changed entirely all his life in Egypt.
我相信摩西刚到那里的时候可能很灰心啊。
Perhaps Moses when he first arrived there, he was discouraged.
啊，马上慢慢年纪越来越大了。
But when he became increasingly old,
越来越觉得自己没有用了。
He felt he was useless.
所以他这个时候就从前是雄心。
Yes, last time he was courageous.
现在是灰心。
Now he's discouraged.
灰心到极点的时候。
Discouraged to a point.
80岁。
He was 80 years.
啊，因为摩西写诗篇告诉我们说，人的一生是70岁啊。
Because Moses, when he wrote the song, says a man's life is 70.
强壮的才活可以活到80岁。
Those who are stronger live to 80.
他想我差不多了。
He says I'm about 80 now.
哎，神说可以了。
The Lord says now it's time.
所以神就再把他从旷野里怎么样拉出来。
The Lord pulled him out from the wilderness.
把他从灰心拉出来。
Pulled him out from his discouragement.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
你看我们跟随主，很多时候我们灰心了，对不对
？Very often we follow the Lord, we are discouraged.
啊，神也不要叫你一直留在灰心里。
The Lord doesn't want you to remain in discouragement.
所以神就把你从旷野里面又拉出来。
And so the Lord pulled you out from the wilderness.
啊，那么神要重新用他。
The Lord wants to once again use him.
但是摩西说他不会讲话。
But Moses said he couldn't speak.
啊
，doesn't know how to speak.
感谢神
，Thank the Lord，
一切事都在神的手中。
All matters are in God's hands。
对，神知道我们的光景。
The Lord knows our conditions。
神知道这个时候，他要把你从什么样情形里面拉出来。
The Lord knows in what circumstances pull you out。
我们知道，摩西所以能让神从个人情况拉出来。
The we know how Moses was allowed God to pull him out in many circumstances。
有一个很重要的一个秘诀。
There's an important secret。
因为呢，摩西是爱神的。
Because Moses loved God。
他爱犹太人，爱希伯来人。
Because he loved Hebrews，
只有这样神才能把他拉得出来。
That's only reason why God pull him out。
对我们有今天有很多不爱主的基督徒啊。
For us many Christians who do not love the Lord，
神拉我们不容易的。
It's difficult for the Lord to pull us out。
神怎么一拉出来，一松手他又回去了。
The Lord pull us out and once he releases you go back again。
啊，我看见不少的弟兄姊妹们，神实在是拉他出来，他又回去，拉出来又回去的。
Many Christians are pull and he goes back, both pull and he goes back.
只有一个真正爱神的人，给神拉出来就拉出来了。
Only those who truly love the Lord, the God, the pull him out is out.
神不仅把摩西从埃及、从旷野的光景中拉出来
，Not only did God pull Moses out from the wilderness,
神也把他从埃及过去那种宗教的经验里面拉出来。
And God pulled him out from all the traditions of Egypt.
哦，我们不能轻看呢，埃及的宗教是很厉害的。
We must not unlightly esteem the religious and traditions of Egypt.
摩西四十年在埃及啊。
Moses is 40 years in Egypt.
他所受的那个教育里面很多是宗教教育。
Much of his education was affected by the religion.
有古时候的，没有像我们现在的大学。
It was times of old.
那么很多都是这些他们外邦神的祭司们在这里弄那些学问的。
And the Gentile priests then were the educators.
所以神也把他从这个埃及的宗教的这个情况里面拉出来。
And so God also pulled him out from the religious activities of Egypt.
那么最后八十岁的时候
，and eighty years old,
神让他看见个异象。
God caused him to see a vision.
就看见什么？那个火焰呢？烧在荆棘上面
，and it's a burning bush。
哎，结果那个居然那个荆棘没有被烧坏
，but the bush was not consumed。
那么这一幅图画说明什么呢
？So what does this picture tell us？
神最后一次要做一件事情
，the Lord finally want to do one，
要把摩西从他个人的肉体的光景中拉出来
，the Lord wants to pull him out from his own flesh。
因为神知道，如果我们不能脱离自己的肉体。
If we cannot be put out from our own flesh，
神是不能用我们的。
And the God cannot use us。
因为像
对不起，因为下面神要借着他行大事的。
Because following which the Lord want to do great works through Moses.
啊，一个人呢，神不祝福我们的时候啊。
When the Lord does not bless a person.
或者神没有祝福临到我们的时候啊。
When blessing does not come to us.
我们还会比较谦卑。
We may be humble.
啊，我们在很多事情上面我们会站得很低。
In many matters, we stay low.
很多时候我们经不起神的祝福。
Very often we cannot measure up to God's blessing.
如果神开始用我们了
，The Lord will use us.
哇，我们马上发现这个人就开始高起来了。
We immediately realize this person will be uplifted.
哇，这个人也变得不一样了。
The person will become different.
弟兄姊妹们，因为我们的肉体没有被对付。
Because our flesh has not been dealt with.
所以神还有一次要把我们从肉体里面拉出来。
And so the Lord needs to pull us out from our flesh.
那么我们才能成为一个又善良又忠心的仆人。
Then we can become a good and faithful servant.
因为我们晓得下面开始我们看见这个摩西所经历的这个经历是何等样的经历啊。
We can see the kind of experience that Moses had afterwards.
神带领他回到埃及去。
The Lord brought him back to Egypt.
在埃及啊，审判埃及。
He judged Egypt.
神借他的手将十次的大灾难在埃及。
And so through his hands,10 plagues came upon Egypt.
哇，这个不得了啊！
This is amazing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果今天主使这样使用我们呢
？Today the Lord would use us.
我们没有脱离肉体。
That we do not be put out from our flesh.
一下就被破坏了，你知道吗
？Then immediately you will be destroyed.
今天我有时候看见有些弟兄姊妹们，神只不过使用他行那个小小的神迹啊，哇、哦，那就不得了了。
Today we see some servants of the Lord just using to do a small miracle and it's become a big thing.
哇，他就觉得自己是神伟大的仆人了。
He thinks that he's the mighty servant of God.
神必须把摩西啊要从肉体里面拉出来。
The Lord also needs to pull him out from his flesh.
这样神才能够托付他。
Then the Lord can be and trust him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得后来这个摩西这个出来为神做工。
So later on when Moses came out to work for the Lord.
带领几百万的两三百万的以色列百姓。过红海
brought about two three million people past the Red Sea.
这个连外邦人都知道的故事啊。
And this is the story that even Gentiles know.
这是何等大的神迹啊。
And this is amazing miracle.
你看摩西，那如果是我们，那很神气啊，对不对
？If you say, well, if it's we are Moses, then you think, wow, this is a big man.
手上拿那个杖对着那个海这么一打，哇，这个红海就哗开始分开了。
Took the rod and cross it down and the Red Sea opened.
然后呢，这个有两三百万的人就开始从这个红海这样过去了。
And this 两百万 is how much?
两三百万
2-3 million people passed through the Red Sea.
那个是多么壮观的一个情况呢
？And this is an amazing situation.
我们看也没看过，对不对
？We have not seen this.
啊，这个场面是不得了了。
This is amazingly big.
然后到了旷野里面。
And in the wilderness,
神又借着他磐石出水，天上降马拿。
The rock came from water, and manna came from heaven.
哦，天天在那里聚会。
Every day there was a meeting.
啊，今天有很多聚会，说、哦、我们有两千人，三千人就了不起了。
Today, 2,000-3,000 people is a big thing.
摩西说，我每天都是两三百万人。
Moses said, every day 2-3 million people.
哈。在旷野里面，天天在那里，他们在侍奉神呢。
Every day they are serving the Lord.
啊，并且在一路上看见主的带领。
And throughout the way they relied on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，到了西乃山上
，And Mount Sinai，
神把历史以来所隐藏的心意赐给摩西。
That at the Mount, the Lord's heart intent was poured out to Moses.
这是旧约时代中间最大的一个意象。
And it's Old Testament the greatest vision.
对摩西来讲啊
，To Moses，
什么都是大的。
To Moses, everything was big.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
主把他从肉体中拉出来了。
The Lord pulled him out from his flesh.
所以这一些没有破坏摩西。
These things did not destroy Moses.
到最后，神给为摩西做见证。
And then finally, God testified for Moses.
他说：“有谁像我的仆人这么谦和呢
？”Who is like as humble as my servant Moses？
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
所以摩西一生的经历都是神把他拉出来，拉出来。
So all of Moses' experiences got pulled him out one by one.
所以今天呢，我们也需要让神把我们拉出来。
Today we need the Lord to pull us out.
啊，如果你今天在世界中，你还在为这事业，今天主把你拉出来。
Today if you are still company in the world that I want to pull you out.
啊，不是说叫你回去就辞职上不上班的，不是。
We didn't ask you to go and resign after you leave. You go back to work.
你的事情。
You're still going to do your work.
但是主要把你的心转向神。
But the Lord wants to turn your heart unto the Lord.
如果我们这些青年少年，大家只注重生活享受的。
If the young people only want to live an easy life.
每天早晨眼睛一张开就想要吃好东西，要玩好的。
If they open up their eyes and they want to eat good food and have fun,
主要把你拉出来。
The Lord wants to pull you out.
啊，你要让主拉。
You must let the Lord pull you out.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
如果我们在侍奉上面
，In the matter of service,
我们已经灰心软弱了
，You are discouraged.
主要把你拉出来。
The Lord wants to pull you out.
你要让主把你拉出来。
You should let the Lord pull you out.
啊，你不能永远停在那个情况里。
You must not remain in that situation.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢神
，Thank the Lord.
我们的神是多么有恩典
，The Lord is full of grace.
他因为不断地把我们从各样不同的情况里拯救出来。
Because in different circumstances, he just pulls us out.
那么就像在摩西身上所做的一样。
Just like what he did on the life of Moses.
神就把摩西做成了一个忠心神的仆人。
And so God made Moses into a faithful servant.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
当他自己从这些光景中拉出来的时候
，When he himself was pulled out from these circumstances.
那么后来呢？神就叫他去呢，把以色列人拉出来。
And so he asked.He sent Moses to pull the children of Israel out.
哎，神拉出这个摩西比较容易一点。
God pulling out Moses is simple.
哇，这个摩西一把这个以色列人拉出来，这可是个麻烦呢。
When God go and pull all the children of Israel out, it was more troublesome.
哎呀，我们就看见这个摩西可是受苦啊。
Moses indeed suffered.
虽然他是领袖。
Although he was a leader,
但是那个怨言很多。
But they were full of murmurs.
弟兄姊妹，甚至有时候他们也想拿石头打死他。
Even they wanted to stone him.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在主得到摩西做忠心的仆人。
The Lord obtained Moses as a servant.
并且呢，他也是整个全本圣经里面在人类历史上头一个忠心传递神话语的人。
He was the first in the history, to be the most faithful to deliver forth God's word.
你看。在摩西五经里面多次讲的耶和华小于我耶和华小于我耶和华小于我
And all in the Pentateuch so many times it says Moses spoke, Jehovah spoke to me Jehovah spoke to me
耶和华如此说
How the Lord
他都是在传递主的话语
He would faithfully discharge it
并且呢他是一个把神的完整的启示带出来的头一个人
He was the first to bring forth the complete revelation of the Lord
我们看见摩西五经是多么的完整的
We see how the Pentateuch was most complete
感谢神
Thank the Lord
神得做了这么一个的仆人
The Lord obtained such a servant
啊，神可以使用他
The Lord can use him
并且呢
Moreover
我们看见摩西不仅知道怎样顺从神的带领
Not only did Moses know how to submit to the Lord's leading
他忠于主的名
He was under his name Faithful to his name
那么并且呢摩西跟主之间跟神之间建立很亲密的关系
And Moses had an intimate relationship with God
所以圣经讲说呢摩西跟神之间的谈话像人间的朋友谈话一样
And so the Bible records that the Moses' conversation with the Lord is like a friend to friend
弟兄姊妹因着他和主之间有这么亲密的一种关系
Because he had such an intimate relationship with the Lord
所以呢每次当以色列人遇见重大的危机的时候
Every time children of Israel encountered big dangers
摩西做中保
Moses was the mediator
他能够扭转整个的局面
He was able to turn around the situation
所以今天我们的侍奉上面
Today in the matter of service
不仅是你会讲道会做工而已
Not only do you know how to work and to preach
你最更重要的要能怎么样来处理这些危机
You must know how to handle crisis
哇这个处理危机啊这个功课可是不容易啊
Knowing how to deal with crisis is not an easy matter
但是摩西可以处理危机
Moses could deal with crisis
我们晓得在这个出埃及记第三十三章的时候
We know in Exodus chapter 33
那个时候以色列人呢遇见一个空前的危机
At that time the children of Israel encountered
三十二章出埃及记三十二章
Chapter 32The children of Israel encountered a crisis.
那么以色列人的在西奈的山脚下
at the foot of the Mount Sinai,
就是当着神面
before the presence of the Lord,
他们在那里建立了金牛犊
They had a golden calf.
我们知道这是很严重的一件事情
It's a very serious matter.
啊，那么以色列人呢，他们围绕着西奈山住
And so the children of Israel were living around Mount Sinai.
摩西上了以乃山，西乃山。
Moses went up the Mount Sinai.
摩西在山上得到启示。
Moses had a revelation from God.
但是这些以色列的百姓呢
？But the children of Israel.
他们看西乃山的时候呢
？When they saw Mount Sinai.
他们看不见神的启示。
They could not see God's revelation.
他们只看见满山的云雾啊。
They could only see the cloud that surrounded Mount Sinai.
啊，只有摩西看见神的启示。
Only Moses saw God's revelation.
他们知道来到西乃山，神住在山上。
They knew that God lives on top of the mount.
今天很多神的百姓也是一样的。
Today many of God's people are such.
那么看西乃山呢
？They see Mount Sinai.
啊，看到满山云雾啊。
They see only clouds in the sky.
神的旨意是不清楚的。
They see God's revelation totally blur.
那么只有摩西清楚神的旨意。
Only Moses was clear as God's vision was concerned.
神就借着摩西把神的旨意那么传递下来了。
And so God through Moses was able to relay, pass down the revelation.
因为百姓不明白神的旨意。
Because the children should not understand the God's will.
他们在山下就制造偶像。
And so they formed this golden calf.
他们在神的眼前。建立金牛犊。
Before the presence of the Lord, they set up a golden calf.
哇，这件事情叫神的心非常的愤怒。
And God, this caused great wrath to God.
我们知道以色列百姓那个时候处在一种非常危险的一种光景中。
And John Israel was in a very precarious situation.
摩西说
，So God told Moses,
你容让我
，You let me.
我要把这些人全部杀掉。
God said, You let me let kill all these people.
然后呢，从你的家族，从你身上开始建立另外一个。
That from the family of Moses to set up a new people.
我们晓得摩西哈是很清楚挪亚的故事的，对不对
？We know that Moses was very clear about the story of Noah.
在挪亚的时代，全地都败坏。
In Noah's time, the whole earth was corrupt.
所以神经有一次大的审判临到这个地。
And the great judgment came upon them.
把所有的人统统淹死了。
And everyone was.Drowned,
只保留了挪亚的一家
and only preserved Noah and his family.
现在以色列人
and now Israel
又重新面临这个危机
once again encountered this crisis.
神要杀死他们
The Lord wants to kill them all.
神对摩西说
God told Moses.
那么我建立你的家
I will establish your family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Francis,
当以色列人处在这么危险的一个状态的时候
when the children of Israel were in such a precarious situation.
那我们看见摩西站在两罩的中间做中保
And Moses was mediator between God and the children of Israel.
他在以色列人遇见最大危机的时候力挽狂澜。
In the precarious situation, he could stand in the gap.
用什么方法呢
？What method did he use?
因为他是神的朋友。
Because he was God's friend.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天在教会遇见重大危机的时候
，Today when the church is in a dire crisis,
只有那些。真正活在与主交通中间的人
，Only those who truly live in the presence of the Lord，
他们才能够解决教会的危机。
Then they can resolve the problems of the church。
所以这是一个重要的原则。
It's an important principle。
如果今天我们和主之间不能建立个亲密的关系
，Today if we cannot establish an intimate relationship with God，
教会遇见难处的时候
，When the church encounters difficulties。Then we are unable to help.
今天我们看见全地的教会各处都有很多的难处。
Today there are numerous problems in all the churches around the world.
很多传道人呢就坐下来想方法，用这个那个各式各样的方法。
All kinds of preachers will sit down and use all kinds of methods.
教会里面出现了很多所谓的专家。
There are many experts in the church.
啊，写了无数的书。
They call kinds of strategic books.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters,
我们用人的方法是没有办法解决教会的问题。
Using man's methods is impossible to solve the church problems.
只有我们这些侍奉主的人
，Only we who serve the Lord,
我们能够退回到主的跟前
，That we return back to God.
我们能跟主有交通
，That we will have fellowship with the Lord.
摸到主的心
，That we will touch the Lord's heart.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
才能够解决眼前的难处。
Then you can solve the problems before you.
我们晓得呢，这个。摩西带着这些以色列百姓呢
？You know that Moses brought the children of Israel.
虽然只走了两三个月
，although only walked 2-3 months，
他已经知道这个不容易啊。
He knows that this is not easy.
啊，所以到这个时候，他们在山底下拜这个金牛犊。
At this point, they are already worshiping the golden calf.
神说要把他们通通杀掉。
The Lord said, "Kill them all."
然后建立摩西的家。
And then to establish Moses' house.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是你我的话，你怎么想呢
？If it's you or me, what would we think?
你恐怕。如果你的肉体没有被对付清楚的话
，If your flesh has not been dealt with，
你说神啊，是的，该死。
But you say yes, 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 yeah, these ought to die。
最好把他们通通杀掉。
It's the best to kill them all。
感谢你建立我的家。
Thank you that you established my house.
我一定忠心。
I am surely will be faithful.
保证我们的家都跟随你。
I will assure you that my house will follow after you.
我们会不会这样的想法？
Do you not think that we'll think like that?
就是我们读这个故事时候，我们容易，对不对？
When we read this story, we think it's easy for us.
我看见很多侍奉主的人都有这个想法的。
Many preachers today, many servants think like that.
有些那个说太难办主啊，你不敢讲主，把他杀掉，对吧？不敢讲。
This is terrible, it's most difficult, but we shall saying, kill them all.
我得这样审判一下吧。
The Lord judge them.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
摩西深深地明白主的心。
The Lord, Moses indeed understood God's heart.
所以他就在神面前恳切地祷告。
And so he fervently prayed before the Lord.
神啊，你不可以做这样的事。
Lord, you cannot do this.
你用大能把他们从这个埃及地领出来。
In your great hand, you brought them up from Egypt.
你把他带到这个地方全部杀掉了。
You brought them to this place, and if you were to kill them all,
让你的荣耀受亏。
Then you will cause your glory to suffer.
天下的万国都害怕了。
All the nations are afraid now.
就说神带领他们以色列人出埃及原是要带到旷野把他们统统杀掉。
That all the nations knew that you brought them out of Egypt, and now if you kill them, then there will be a mockery.
摩西甚至祷告到一个地步。
Moses prayed to a point.
我们百姓是犯了重大的罪。
The children of Israel sinned greatly.
如果你要除名的话。
If you want to kill them all.
不是除名，把名字除掉。
If you want to remove their name.
那么你就把我的名。从你的册子上除掉好了。
You remove my name from your book.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
何等的心胸啊。真是像父亲为父的心。
It's like a father's heart to a son.
心里很受感动。
It touches our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
神听了摩西的祷告。
God heard Moses' prayer.
圣经说什么？
What did the Bible say?
神就后悔不杀以色列百姓。
The Lord repented and did not
就是摩西的祷告
and through Moses's prayer,
摩西的做在神面前的这个表现
and what Moses did before the presence of the Lord
神回心转意
the Lord turned around
所以当以色列百姓处在最危机的一个状态里面
and so when Joseph Israel was in this most precarious situation
我们看见摩西能够挽回整个的局面
that Moses was able to recover the entire situation
现在教会里面
today in the church
何等需要这样侍奉主的人呢
The church needs such servants of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters.
唯有一个亲近主做神朋友的人
Only one who is a close friend of the Lord.
才有这个力量能够把神的百姓挽回
Has this ability to recover God's people.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
虽然神的审判也临到以色列的百姓
Although the God's judgment came upon the children of Israel.
中间死了3000人
Amongst them died 3,000 people.
但是呢神把他们这个拜偶像的病呢把他治了一下
ButThe Lord cured their disease of idolatry.
我们看见从35章以后开始
from chapter 35 onwards,
神的心意在他们中间就可以通行。
God's heart intent was able to be executed for them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
摩西把山上的样式带下来了。
Moses brought the pattern of the mount down to the bottom of the mount.
这个是历史历代所有许多读圣经的神的仆人们神的儿女们所注重的这个山上的样式
and so all scholars through the ages place importance to this pattern of the mount
这是意象这是启示
this is revelation this is vision
它是多么的宝贵
this is precious
但是如果没有山下的中心
but if there is no faithfulness at the bottom of the mount
弟兄姊妹们光有山上的样式是不够的
onlyThe pattern of the mount is insufficient.
我想这些年我们听了很多关于山上启示的这些内容。
I believe all these years you've been hearing much things about the heavenly pattern.
那么主在山下能够得着忠心的人吗
？The Lord can he obtain faithful men at the foot of the mount?
或许这些意象、这些道，在我们只成了道理了。
Or are these doctrines?These revelations only in our minds.
我们进到实际的生活侍奉里面，完全忘记。
That in the reality of our living, we have totally forgotten.
感谢神
，Thank the Lord.
在摩西所在的那个时代
，In Moses' time,
虽然他们有难处
，Although there was difficulty,
但是因为摩西在神面前的服事
，Because of Moses' service before the Lord,
引进了一个忠心的时代。
Brought forth a faithful era.
不仅摩西把山上的样式带下来了。
Not only did Moses bring forth the pattern of the mount.
我们看见主在山下 也得着一般忠心的百姓。
At the bottom of the mount, God also obtained a faithful people.
这般人也是又善良又忠心的。
These people were good and faithful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，sisters，
所以今天我们需要有山下的忠心。
We need faithfulness at the foot of the mount.
所以经过了那个大的失败之后
，After that big failure，
以色列百姓的心回转。
The hearts of the children of Israel were turned around.
所以这个时候，摩西就下来告诉他们，神要建造一个会幕。
And so Moses came down and told the people God wanted to build a tabernacle.
以色列百姓愿意的人都可以献礼物。
And so all the willing hearts can give contribution.
所以这时候我们看见了，所有的百姓都来奉献。
And so all the people came to give forth contributions.
弟兄姊妹们，真正奉献的意思就是把神所给我们的重新归还给神，就是这样。
True consecration is what God has given you, you give it back.Give it out.
这个时候百姓大家都甘心乐意的献礼物。
And so the people were very willing to give.
你怎么会甘心情愿？
How are you so voluntarily willing?
如果没有爱，你是不会甘心情愿。
If you have no love, then there is no willingness.
所以摩西所做的这个挽回的工作，让神的百姓的心重新的爱神。
And so this recovery work of God has once again restored the love the children should have for God.
只有当我们爱神的时候
，Only when we love God，
我们才会不顾一切的摆上，对不对
？Then we will not care of anything but to give it all.
所以这个时候我们看见以色列的百姓们，他们在奉献上面也显出他们的忠心。
And so they were faithful even in this matter of contribution.
那么他们就要开始来建造这个会幕。
And they began to work on the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹们在侍奉上哈。
My sisters, this matter of service,
有一个重要的原则，我们需要。
There's an important principle that we need to keep.
当这个会幕要开始建造之前
，Before the building of the tabernacle,
在35章的第一到第三节
，In chapter 35, verses 1-3,
摩西就重新一次提醒要守安息日。
The Moses reminded that they need to keep the Sabbath.
所以今天我们进入侍奉。
Today we enter the service.
很多侍奉主的人都不太注意这件事情。
Many of the Lord do not take notice of this.
在侍奉上，安息是很重要的因素。
In the matter of service, it's very important to rest.
这个安息说明你完全相信神。
This rest means you completely believe in God.
弟兄姊妹们，做神的工，也相信神会负责一切。
To do God's work, you must totally believe that God is responsible for all things.
责任是主担的。
Responsible is to be
blessed. 他也供应一切。
God will be responsible for all.
你有这样的信心，
you have such a faith.
你进入侍奉才会安息。
Then you will rest when you serve.
我今天看各道主很多弟兄姊妹的侍奉不安息。
I see in many places that brother sister service has no rest.
我们也不懂得怎样进入安息。
We also do not know how to enter into the rest.
那么在新约时代中，我们很清楚。
In New Testament, we are very clear.
只有你和主之间能有亲密的交通，你摸到主，你才摸到安息。
Only when you have intimate fellowship with the Lord and touch the Lord, then you can have rest.
所以这个安息说出我们对神的信心。
And this rest talks about the faithfulness we have with God.
我们讲过，信心乃是忠心的一个根基。
Belief, faith is a foundation of faithfulness.
安息啊，是一个福气。
Rest is a blessing.
但是呢，也是一个不太容易学的功课。
It's also a lesson that's not easy to learn.
因为我们这个人活在肉体里面是不安息。
Because we who live in the flesh are not restful.
侍奉主的人最常犯的就是这个毛病呢。
Those who serve the Lord, one of the greatest errors is this problem.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果真正进入安息
，If you really enter into rest,
你就懂得什么叫做 let go.
Then you know what is letting go.
你知道怎么样的把自己完全信赖在主的手中。
Then you know how to rely totally on the Lord.
请我们记得。
Shall we remember?
只有安息的工才是神的工。
Only restful work is God's work.
只有安息的侍奉才是真的侍奉。
Only restful service is true service.
凡是不安息的都不是神的工。
Whatever is of not of rest is not God's work.
凡是不安息的都不是真正侍奉主。
That which is not of rest is not truly the work of God.
在旧约时代中
，In the Old Testament,
这是神很严厉的一个要求。
It's a severe requirement of the Lord.
侍奉主的人一定要进入安息。
Those who serve the Lord needs to enter into that rest.
我们今天呢，要成为一个安息的人。
Today we need to be a people of rest.
在教会里面有安息
，There's rest in the church.
才会有真正的和谐。
Then there is unity, true unity.
才会有真正的建立。
Then there is true building.
这特别在侍奉主的人中间，很需要主给我们恩典来学习。
Especially amongst the servants of the Lord, this is grace that we need to learn.
感谢神
，Thank the Lord.
神不仅让摩西把神的心意带下来了
，Not only through Moses did God's heart's intent come forth.
神也在以色列百姓中拣选两个很重要的人，那么做他的同工。
God also raised forth two co-workers that are very important to Moses and to God.
这两个人呢？ 我们希望我们能记住他的名字。
These two brothers we hope to remember their names.
一个叫比沙列。
One is Bezalia.
另外一个叫做亚和利亚伯。
Another Oholiab.
这个名字不大好念了。
The names are not easy.
那摩西得到启示之后呢
？When Moses obtained revelation,
神就指示他们两个人和摩西一同同工。
That God revealed to these two to work with him.
所以因此在这里啊，在侍奉上面呢，又出现一个很重要的原则。
It's important principle as far as service is concerned.
就是启示支配恩赐。
Revelation has this accompaniment of
control 这个恩赐。
Revelation controls this gift.Revelation controls gift.
凡是我们的恩赐不能被启示所支配的，这个恩赐就会出问题的。
Any gift that's not controlled by revelation, the gift will result in problems.
另外一个是意象支配工作。
Work is controlled by
vision. 这是很重要的原则。
That's an important principle.
所以摩西把天上的启示带来了。
Moses brought forth the heavenly revelation.
摩西把意象带下来了。
Moses brought forth the heavenly vision.
那么比沙列跟亚和利亚伯呢，就根据这个意象来做工。
Bezalia and Oholiab did their work according to this revelation.
根据这个启示来运用他们的恩赐。
And use this vision and revelation to enact their gifts.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在那个时代的里面
，At that time,
得启示的人有忠心。
Those who obtained revelation were faithful.
这照着启示做工的人也也忠心。
Those who according to the revelation did their work were also faithful.
因此他们就把这个会幕建造起来了。
And so the tabernacle was built.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们现在来看一看这两个人的情形啊。
Let's look at these two people.
这个犹大支派啊，这不是利未支派，是犹大支派里面神拣选一个人叫比沙列。
So from the tribe of Judah, God called raised up Bezalia.
这个人呢，他是户尔的孙子。
He is the son of Hur.
我们知道户尔是谁吗
？Do you know who is Hur?
在出埃及记第十七章啊。
In Exodus chapter 17.
摩西上山祷告。
When Moses went up the mount to pray.
约书亚在山下打仗。
Joshua was down on the mount fighting the battle.
摩西带了亚伦跟户尔两个人上山。
Moses brought Aaron and Hur up the mountain.
所以当这个摩西的手发酸的时候。
So when Moses' hands were tired,
那么他们两个一个在这边，一个在那边，就把他扶住这样。
And so two of them raised up Moses' hands.
啊，所以这个户尔呢，是帮助摩西祷告的一个人。
So Hur was somebody who helped Moses to pray.
当然，他是一个敬虔的人。
Although yes, he was a man of reverence.
所以这个比沙列呢，就是他的孙子。
Bezalia was his grandson.
啊，感谢神，神就提名召他。
And so the Lord raised his name.
所以在旧约时代中啊
，In the Old Testament,
那神没有提你的名，不能出来服事。
If the Lord has not called your name, you cannot come out to serve.
那么感谢主，在新约时代中啊
，But in the New Testament, thank the Lord,
所有的圣徒都是蒙召的，对吧
？All the saints have been called.
每一个人，神都提了我们的名。
All of us, God has called our name.
所以是神呼召我们。来做他的工
，and the Lord called us to do His work.
然后在他的身上
，on His life.
那我们看见有一些重要的经历
，there are important experiences.
这第一个讲到神的灵充满他
，and first it says the Spirit of God filled him.
啊，感谢主啊
，thank the Lord.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄把这个点已经讲得很清楚
，our brother has already said this point very clearly.
这是今天我们的侍奉上面可以说是最重要的一个经历了。
This is a very important point as far as service is concerned.
弟兄姊妹们，所有的服事都应当出于灵。
All our service must be from the Spirit.
在新约的时代侍奉主。
In the New Testament, we serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉性质是灵。
The disposition of service is Spirit.
所以在侍奉上，一个圣徒的灵是最重要的一件事情。
And so the Christian spirit is very important.
所以我们的心灵要强健，这个灵要刚强。
So our spirit must be strong, inner man.
也就是里面的人刚强。对，你先讲。
The inner man must be strong.
啊，这个里面的人要刚强。
And so the inner man must be strong.
弟兄姊妹们，这个侍奉啊，不需要外面强壮。
So in service, not the outer man need not be strong.
我有的时候也需要一点的哈。
But once in a while you need.
搬东西的时候也还是需要点力气。
When you carry things, you need
strength. 但是更重要的呢是灵里面的刚强。
But more important, the inner man must be strong.
因为侍奉是属灵的事情。
Because service is a spiritual matter.
不是靠肉体的力量。
It's not according to our flesh.
所以一个圣徒的灵如何，决定我们的服事如何。
And so the condition of the spirit will determine the condition of the service.
所以我的灵里面的光景好。
If our spirit condition is good,
那就是圣灵能够充满在我们的灵里。
And that the Holy Spirit can fill man's spirit.
所以我们的尼托生弟兄告诉我们。
So Brother Ni tells us.
他说圣徒中间呢，那个灵的品质有的不一样。
And so amongst the saints, the quality of the spirit is different.
他说呢，一个好的圣徒呢，他有很高的灵的品质。
A good saint has got high quality of spirit.
什么叫做高品质的灵呢？
What's a high quality of spirit?
他跟圣灵能够完全合作。
They can be completely united with the work of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵在他身上带领他非常容易的。
And it's easy for the Holy Spirit to work in that person.
神一有点感动，他就快就跟上去。
So a bit of the power of the Holy Spirit will work.
我们的灵有时候品质为什么不好呢？
Why is it sometimes our quality of the spirit is not good?
因为我们跟这个魂呢混在一起了。
Because it's combined with the soul.
所以我们需要主的话能把它分开一下。
So we need the Lord's word to separate spirit and soul.
第四章告诉我们的。
And Hebrews chapter 4 tells us.
就怎么样有神活泼的圣言，叫我们的灵与魂能够分开。
That the living word would separate the spirit and soul.
因为我们的灵呢跟这个魂呢混杂在一起。
Because spirit and soul are convoluted.
所以圣灵在里面做工有时很不容易。
And so it's not easy for the Holy Spirit to work.
所以当一个人完全被圣灵充满的时候。
So when the person is totally filled with the Holy Spirit.
就他的灵里面完全被圣灵所占据。
And that is that his spirit is fully controlled by the Holy Spirit.
简单的讲，就他整个人都被圣灵来接管。
And so he's fully controlled the whole person by the Holy Spirit.
姊妹们。
And sisters.
灵里面的刚强是侍奉上很重要的一个因素。
And so the strengthening of the Holy Spirit, the spirit inside is a very important thing.
神拣选人侍奉。
The Lord chooses people to serve.
神不在乎他的头脑大。
The Lord does not care whether he's
big. 也不在乎他受多少的教育。
Does not care his educational level.
也不在乎他有多少的知识。
Not care his
他有多少的才干。
Level of knowledge or his ability.
圣经很重要的一个提醒。
The Bible reminds us very clearly.
神拣选人侍奉。
The Lord chooses people to serve.
神是看他的灵。
It's according to his spirit.
侍奉根据人的灵。
Spirit service is according to spirit.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹都应当注意我们灵里面的光景。
And so we need to be careful about a condition of our spirit.
我们看见这个比撒列，神的灵充满他。
You see, Bezaliah, the spirit of God filled him.
所以呢，他是一个心灵强健的人。
So he's very strong in the spirit.
所以神选召他。
And so the Lord chose him.
并且呢，他有属灵的智慧。
And he has spiritual wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，这里说神使他有智慧。
The Lord causes him to have wisdom.
啊，这个字很重要啊。
This is important.
这个使的意思。
This causes him.
就是不是他原来有的。
It is not originally from him.
这不是天然的智慧。
It is not natural wisdom.
这两天呢，我们信息里面也多多提到这个点啊。
And our messages we talked about this.
今天侍奉主不是用天然的智慧。
Do you mean serve God is not natural wisdom?
是神给他智慧。
Is God is giving him wisdom?
神也给他聪明。
The Lord gave him.
神也给他
intelligence. The Lord gave him.
所以所有这些都是从神来的。
It's all from the Lord.
那么今天主把这个智慧给我们。
Today the Lord gave us this wisdom.
非常的重要。
Very important.
这两天我们弟兄在这里多多的讲到这个聪明。
And so I'll talk about this.
Intelligence. 我们是需要从主来的聪明师。
We need intelligence from the Lord. Cleverness.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神把这个智慧给我们。
Lord gave us this wisdom.
好，我们要会运用这个智慧。
We need to use, know how to use this wisdom.
我们呢就把神的意象，那个运用在实际的生活里面。
Then we can make use of God's revelation into everyday things in practical service.
这个叫做真的智慧。
This is true wisdom.
今天我们一个很大的难处啊。
Do you have a great difficulty?
我们这些年听了很多的道。
We hear a lot of truths.
有很多都是非常重要非常宝贵的道。
We hear many precious truths.
但在我们的生活中实行不出来。
But in our daily living we cannot execute.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
我们缺少这种智慧。
We lack wisdom.
啊，我们没有办法把所听见的那个把它转化成侍奉上面的一个原则。
We do not know how to translate revelation into service.
所以神的智慧呢，是比撒列呢，从摩西所看见的异象能够转变成为会幕的建造。
So God through Bezaliah able to translate the heavenly revelation into the construction of the tabernacle.
这个是真智慧。
This is true wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，在保罗的身上呢
，In Paul's life，
他就是能把这个神的奥秘
，is able to take God's mystery，
转变成为他侍奉生活上的秘诀
，and able to make it into the secret through which he serves God。
这是一个智慧。
This is a wisdom.
今天你不仅是从主的话语里有了这许多看见亮光
，Not only do you receive all this light from God's word，
你也能把这些看见的亮光和启示转化成为你生活实际的经历。
You can take this light and then translate it into your everyday living.
保罗在哥罗西书讲神的奥秘就是基督。
Paul says in Colossians that God's mystery is Christ.
在腓立比书他就讲我得了秘诀，把基督。成为他生活的秘诀。
And Paul says he knows the secret, and that is that Christ is the one that strengthens him.
这是神给我们的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
我们何等需要这样的智慧。
We need this wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，不仅有智慧啊
，not only wisdom，
还有聪明
，but cleverness。
这个聪明呢，就当我们遇见一些事物的时候呢，我们知道如何反应。
When we meet with circumstances, we know how to react.
啊，我们看见今天地上教会很混乱。
Today we see a lot of chaos in the church.
很多东西进到教会里面。
A lot of things have come into the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有一种的聪明。
We need a set of cleverness.
我们知道什么是出于主的，什么不是出于主的。
We need to discern what is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord.
那么不仅这样，我们还能需要有知识。
We also need knowledge.
这个知识呢，就是可以传递的。
And this knowledge can be passed on.
啊，你不仅自己知道，你还能够教导别人。
Not only do you yourself know, you can instruct others.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
比撒列呢？
It's bizarre.
神给他有这么许多的恩典在身上。
The Lord gave him such grace in his life.
他就能做各式各样的工。
He can do all kinds of work.
那么他能想出很多的巧工。
All kinds of craftsmanship.
啊，今天我们知道侍奉主啊，有很多时候你碰见很多的问题都是很难很难的。
You know that we serve God, there are a lot of difficult problems.
哎呀，我们在美国有时候碰见弟兄姊妹，尤其那个感情上面的、婚姻上面出现的很多的难处啊，你都不知道圣经里面哪一节圣经可以解决他的问题。
In America, kinds of people have all kinds of entanglements in their affairs and marriages.
感谢主，有的弟兄姊妹这个恩赐。
But you know, brothers have some gift.
他有些巧工，能够把你这个难处解决掉。
They have this ability to be able to resolve your problems.
啊，并且呢，比沙列还会制造很多东西啊。
And Bezalel is able to construct many things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些里面都是包含着很多重要的属灵原则在里面。
And there are many spiritual principles.
但是神也不是光找他一个人而已。
But God did not just choose one.
神又从但支派里面找到了亚和利亚伯。
But from the tribe of Dan, another person called Oholiab.
在这里告诉我们，在工作上面是需要有同工的。
So here tells us that in matter of work there needs to be co-workers.
我们都知道，今天在教会的侍奉上
，Today we know that in the matter of service，
这个身体的侍奉最重要的就是配搭。
In body ministry, it is co-working.
最困难的是配搭，但最重要的是配搭。
The most difficult and the most important is to be able to complement co-work.
今天很多时候侍奉组单枪匹马是比较容易的。The long range 这个是比较容易。
Oh, today long ranges are easier.
啊，今天在教会里面很多像中国大陆讲有很多单干户啊，这个自己一个人这个就这么干。
Today there are many lone workers in China.、
嗯、不要同工的。
They do not need co-workers.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上需要同工。
But in a matter of service, we need co-workers.
有同工才会有平衡的。
Then only when the co-workers can there be balance.
我们没有一个人是完全的。
Not one of us is complete.
我们需要别人的恩赐配搭。
We need gifts from others.
这样相互之间弟兄姊妹才蒙保守。
And then in this coolness, there is protection.
所以主现在呢，用亚和利亚伯做比撒列的同工。
And Oholiab was the co-worker of Bezalel.
圣经讲他原来就有智慧。
The Bible says that he originally has got wisdom.
所以神就使他更有智慧。
And so God gave him even more wisdom.
哦，所以这个智慧可以加的。
And so this wisdom can be added upon.
弟兄姊妹们，雅各也告诉我们。
And James tells us,
我们缺少智慧的人可以求的。
If we lack wisdom, we cannot seek God for it.
神会把这个智慧给我们。
God will give us this wisdom.
啊，那个，所以进入侍奉。
When we enter into service,
神会使你更有智慧。
God will give more wisdom.
那么这个雅和利亚伯呢？
我和利亚，
圣经讲说呢，他是一个雕刻匠。
He was a craftsman. Skillful craftsman.
啊， 也是个巧匠。
He's also a
skillful
craftsman.
啊，并且呢，他还会做刺绣的工作。
He was embroiderer.
啊，这个真是奇妙。这个弟兄啊，会刺绣啊。
He was an embroiderer.
啊，这个这里没有讲到姊妹，这个弟兄会刺绣，这个说明呢，这个人呢，心思非常的细密。
This embroiderer, he's a man. 啊，
心思非常细。
Heart is very
心思 mind.
His mind is very detailed, careful, delicate.
那么这个手呢，又非常的巧
，and hand very fine.
所以这个是讲到主给的一种特别的恩赐
，and it's a special wisdom.
我们知道圣殿里面有很多东西需要雕刻的。
You know, in the Bible, a lot of things needs, sculpting, weaving, carving.
你记得保罗曾经在提摩太后书，哥林多后书里面讲到吗
？In second Corinthians,
他说神可以借着我们呢
，God can through us，
在人的心板上写字
，can write on the heart of man。
他说你们是基督的信，基督的一封信。
You are Christ's epistles, letters.
那个是借着神借着我们的手在你身上写出来的。
That God through our hands write on your tablets or on your heart.
我在过去的年碰见有很多侍奉主的人呐、
啊。In my past, I encountered many those who serve the Lord.
哇，他们真的会在人的心板上写字。
They really know how to write on man's hearts tablets.
他们简单一点的交通，叫你一辈子都忘不掉哈。
Their simple sharing, you will never forget.
哇，这些知识厉害。他们的话是深入你的心的。
Those their words enter into your hearts.
是刻在你的心板上面。
And engraved on your hearts.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
My sister.
这个亚和利亚伯就是一个巧匠。
Oholiab is such a skillful craftsman.
这个绣我们知道都是很细的工作。
You know, embroidery is not a simple work.
我曾经去看过人家那个刺绣。
I have seen people's embroidery did work.
有一次我看一个妇女在绣一幅东西。
I saw a woman doing it.
她那个针呢，只有这么小一点点。
The needle is so small.
哇，细得不得了啊。
So fine.
所以我说这个呢，美国人是不能做的。美国人的大手啊，这个针都拿不起来的。
And so Americans with their huge hands, impossible to do it.
只有我们中国的妇女啊，这个手很秀气，可以拿这么细的针。
Only when women from Chinese women with fine hands.
她绣一个两面绣。A double-sided
embroidered.
他在绣一个老鹰呢。
And an eagle to embroider.
我说你这幅绣花要绣多久
？I said, how long will you take to do this?
他说两年。
2 years.
啊，两年，每天呢8个钟头拿去吸针。
8 hours a day, 2 years to do that eagle embroidery.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters,
在属灵的侍奉上也是一样。
In spiritual matters,
有的工作。是需要很长的年日的。
Some work takes a very long time.
今天在他身上绣一针。
Today in his person do one.
明天又绣一针。
Tomorrow another.
啊，我们有像教会里面的什么读经聚会了，什么这些什么初心造就这些聚会，就在那绣一针绣一针，绣了个10年8年，慢慢的看见基督的形象出来了。
Today in Bible study in young believers classes you.So one thread at a time. After 10 years, you see Christ likeness.
这里等于告诉我们，侍奉主的工作是很细的工作。
So we see that serving God's work is a very fine work.
啊，不能做，不能太粗啊。
Cannot be rough.
在教会中对待弟兄姊妹不能太粗糙。
The way you treat brothers and sisters just cannot be rough.
要很细心。
Must be very careful.
啊，因为你要知道。在你眼前你所服侍的弟兄姊妹都是神的儿女、啊、
Because the people that you're serving are all children of God、
啊、这不是你的人、啊、
It is not your people that belongs to you
我们在这里服侍
The Lord entrusted us to serve
非常的细心
We must be very delicate, careful
感谢神
Thank the Lord
神把亚和利亚伯给了比撒列做同工
The Lord gave Oholiab as a co-worker to Bezaliah、
啊、不仅这样
Not only so
当时在以色列百姓中啊
At the time in the Mount Children of Israel,
36章里面告诉我们说
，In chapter 36, it says,
凡是心中有智慧的
，All those in their hearts with wisdom,
他受到感动
，Those who are touched,
他们都一同来服侍
，They all came to serve.
哇，这里我们可以看见啊，这个摩西好像是有5000两的，对吧
It's as if Moses had got 5 talents.
这个比沙利跟亚和里亚伯2000两的。
It's like Bezalia and Oholiab 2 talents.
现在呢，出现了很多1000两的。
And many with one talent.
这些1000两的人，他们也进来了。
Those one talent also came in.
啊，其中呢还有很多的妇人姊妹们也在里面。
And also many women sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的侍奉上没有忘记姊妹们。
The Lord did not forget the sisters.
他们就亲手纺线。
And then they were personally sewing.
哇，他们会用这个蓝色线。
A blue string.
这个蓝色代表属天的。
And that is blue represents heaven.
这个紫色线。
Purple.
尊贵的。
Royalty.
朱红色线，祭恩的。
Maroon. Salvation.
细麻代表人性上的人的这种美德。
Linen. Is about the beauty of.Man.
哇，我们就看见在神的百姓中，这些妇女们呢，就把这些恩典统统带进来了。
And so, the sisters brought all this wealth to the church.
有的人还会纺这个山羊毛。
And some people could also sew goat's hair.
这个山羊毛是指的主的受苦说的。
The curtains of goat's hair refer to the sufferings of the Lord.
啊，有的姊妹们，她们真的是能够经历主的受苦。
Some sisters can experience the sufferings of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
那么另外还有许多人也同来同工。
And then there were many others who came to co-work。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
这些人呢
，these people，
圣经说他们个人离开自己的工作
，many of them left their own personal work。
他们专心的来服侍我们的主。
And devotedly they served the Lord。
他们不让世界上的东西呢来搅扰他们。
They did not allow the things of this world to。Trouble them.
弟兄姊妹们
Francisco,
我们看见摩西把山上的样式带来了
Moses brought the pattern of the mount.
亚和利亚伯跟比沙利两个人就开始来负责说一切的工作
Bezalia and Holia translated this revelation to work.
然后神的百姓和妇女们他们就开始大家都尽所有的他们的力量
And God's people and the maidens, the sisters came to co-work.
弟兄姊妹们，他们就把会幕整个把它建成。
And the tabernacle was then built.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在马太福音25章告诉我们。
Matthew 25 tells us.
主说：“我把不多的事托付给你。
”I did not give you. I only gave you a few things.
所以这个会幕，老实讲来讲，也是一个不多的事情。
The tabernacle is something that is a few things.
那个会幕没有多大。
The tabernacle is not too big.
那个会幕呢，恐怕就只有我们大概。恐怕还没有我们这现在这个聚会厅这么大。
The tabernacle perhaps is not even as big as this hall.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
但是它具备的意义是重大的。
But the meaning of the tabernacle is very important.
啊，我们都晓得这个整个会幕解释神永远的旨意。
Because the entire tabernacle explains the eternal purpose of God.
但是工作上来讲的话呢，是不多的事情。
But as far as work is concerned, it's not much.
如果今天叫我们来这个建这个会幕的话呢？
Today, if we were to build a tabernacle,
啊，用现代的技术，恐怕一个礼拜就把它建出来了。
With today's technology, you can do it one week.
那么在旧约时代中，我们不知道建了多久啊。
In the Old Testament, we do not know how long it took.
那么我想几个月的时间，他们把它建起来了。
I guess in a number of months they were.
但是那个是不多的事情。
But it was not considered many things.
对摩西来讲的话呢？
As far as Moses is concerned,
哎呀，建这么一个小小的会幕啊，这个对他来讲不是什么大事情。
For Moses to build this tabernacle is not a big matter.
说不定摩西啊会建造金字塔啊，
Pyramid is it? maybe Moses could do the pyramid.
因为他还会造两个基货城，那个城大的不得了的。
Because he was able to build two cities.
所以神如果对摩西说：“你给我建造个金字塔”，那摩西说：“没问题啊。
”If you ask me to build a golden pyramid, it would not be a problem.
我想摩西从山上下来的时候啊
I think when Moses came up from the mount
他说神啊只叫我建这么一个小小的一个帐幕
Did God ask you to build this small tabernacle?
啊这个太容易了嘛
It's too simple
但是呢
Right
神严严地吩咐他
The Lord told him repeatedly
困难在哪里呢
Where is the difficulty?
每一样树都要照着山上的样式
Everything must be built according to the pattern of the mount
事情虽然小
Although the matter is small,
考验我们的忠心
it will test our faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天你必须要看得清楚
Today you must see clearly.
并且你要完全按照主所吩咐的来服侍
You must completely serve according to the Lord's command.
有人把教会的工作看得太简单了。
Some people see the church work as
simple. 有的人觉得很艰难，有的人又看得太简单。
Some people see it very difficult. Some people see it so simple.
教会哪简单吗？
Isn't the church so simple?
啊，去租一个地方或在一个地方。
You go rent a place, you can build a place.
请个牧师来。
You employ a pastor.
那么呢，然后弄个诗班。
And then there's a choir.
弄点节目。
And then some program.
哎，再找一些人，就教会就开始了。
And then some find a few people, and then the church is here.
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
我们要感谢神。
We are thank the Lord.
今天在地上。
Today in the church, in the
church, 我们的也不是什么太大的事。
Oh, what wrong is trusted is not too big a matter.
但是你必须每一件事情都按照教会的意义。
But every matter you must follow according to the purpose.
要照着神的话语。
You must according to the word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见当时以色列的百姓。
At that time, the
children. 在摩西的带领底下。
Under the leading of Moses.
他们完全按照山上的样式。
They completely followed the pattern of the mount.
他们做神所吩咐他们做的工。
They did what the Lord wanted them to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My sisters.
在出埃及记第四十章。
In Exodus chapter 40.
当最后这个会幕要建造起来的时候。
When finally the tabernacle was to be built.
七次讲到。
Seven times it was said.
一切都是照神所吩咐的。
But it was just as the Lord has commanded Moses.
所以今天在地上
，Today in the earth，
在神的旨意上
，As far as the Lord's will is concerned，
我们要准确的跟着神的话语走才是最重要的。
To follow the word of God carefully, accurately is the most important.
我们不管他聚会外面的大或小啊，那是神的事情。
We do not care if the meeting is big or small.
我们所注意的是，我们能不能很准确的跟着神的话语。
What we must be diligent about is, are we careful in following the Lord's will?
那么这个我们需要明白神的旨意。
Then we need to know the Lord's will.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经说，摩西把会幕建造成。
The Bible says Moses built the tabernacle.
没有一样事物不照着神的吩咐。
Just as the Lord has commanded Moses.
所以这个会幕建造起来。
So when the tabernacle was built,
每一个该有的器具都放在该放的位置。
Every item was placed in its respective place.
就是配搭是按照神的意思。
And everything was according to God's will.
并且每一样事物都抹上膏油。
And everything was anointed with oil.
让圣灵的主权显在教会的每一件事情上。
And the Holy Spirit's rights and so forth is all
manifested. 抹整个会幕，抹所有的祭司。
The anointing to all the tabernacle and the priests.
然后这些祭司们个个都穿上礼服。
And then all the priests wore their garments.
他们披戴基督。
And then they put on Christ.
他们就在那里开始供职。
And then there they served.
献祭、洁净。
And making sacrifices.
摆陈设饼、点灯、烧香。
Lighting the lampstand and the showbread, preparing the showbread.
当这一切都做成的时候。
When everything was done.
啊，神的心得到满足。
Lord's heart was satisfied.
圣经记载说，忽然之间的这个烟云就充满整个的会幕啊。
And then suddenly the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
哇，连摩西都站立不住，不能进去。
And then even Moses could not enter the tabernacle.
这就告诉我们，不管你是什么样的人啊。
So it tells us we got who you are.
就是你伟大像摩西一样。
Although you are as mighty as Moses.
弟兄姊妹们，人的肉体是不能进到这个神的这个荣耀里面去。
Man's flesh cannot enter into God's glory.
天然的人在神面前是无法立足的。
Natural man cannot stand before the Lord.
看见神的荣耀充满在那个地方。
And so God's glory filled the place.
这说明一件事情，神的心意得到满足。
And here it speaks of us that God's heart was satisfied.
下面神就开始继续引导他们。
And then following this, the Lord guided them.
云柱火柱带领他们往前。
And then the cloud and the pillar followed after that.
我们看见圣主权也管制住神百姓所有一切的行动。
And then God directed them in all their ways.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters，
在旧约圣经的里面
，In the Old Testament，
这是人类历史上头一次出现的一个大的一个复兴。
It's the first great revival in the Bible.
在人类堕落了1500年以后
，After man fell for 1500 years，
神在地上做了一件荣耀的事情。
God did a glorious work.
地上主得着一般忠心的百姓。
On the earth, God obtained a faithful group of people.
弟兄姊妹们
，My sisters，
摩西。
Moses
是一个又善良又忠心的仆人。
Was a good and faithful servant.
那不仅他一个人。
Not only him.
主得着比撒列跟亚和利亚伯。
God obtained Bezaliah and Oholiab.
也是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And they too are good and faithful.
主还得着了许多以色列的百姓。
God also obtained a numerous.
有很多的妇女。
Israelites and women.
他们也是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And they too were good and faithful.
在国度还没有降临之前。
Before the kingdom of heaven were to come.
我们看见这些人，他们已经 符合于神的要求。
They were already able to satisfy God's requirements.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主把机会量给我们。
The Lord gave us opportunity.
盼望我们也能成为山下忠心的一般侍奉主的人。
Can we also be faithful people at the foot of the mount?
这些年主不是没有对我们说话。
These years, it's not that the Lord did not speak to us.
我常常感觉我们是一般有福的百姓。
We are a privileged people.
因为你走出我们这个交通的范围，你再碰见其他团体的弟兄姊妹，有很多人根本不就没有听过我们所听过的东西。
Many people from other assemblies or the meeting places have not even heard the kind of things that we heard of.
主把这些重要的信息摆在我们的中间。
The Lord puts forth these important messages to us.
主把意象托付给我们。
The Lord gave us revelation.
我们有山上的意象。
We have the heavenly revelation.
我们能有山下的忠心吗
？Do we have the faithfulness at the foot of the mount?
这个时代要考验我们。
This generation will test us.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Loving Lord, we thank you much.
你借着摩西和他那世代所有侍奉主的人激励我们。
You through Moses and the people of his generation encouraged us.
主啊，今天愿你的托付在我们中间能被持守住。
Lord, may we be able to keep hold of the entrustment you have to us.
我们不管环境怎样改变。
Regardless of how the circumstances change.
不管人怎样改变。
No matter how people were to change.
也不管今天基督教的环境是多么的混乱。
No matter how confused Christianity is today.
让我们成为一般有意象的百姓。
May we be a people with revelation.
让我们真是明白你的心意。
That we might be able to know your heart in.
也让我们在生活侍奉里面。
That in our practical serving.
能够完全照着你的话语行。
That we can follow accordingly and fully to your word.
我们求你用你的灵做工在我们身上。
We ask the Spirit to work in our midst.
使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
That our inner man will be strengthened.
充满智慧。
Full of wisdom.
亲爱的主啊。
Beloved Lord.
但愿你的国度降临的时候。
That when your kingdom were to come.
我们能得着你自己的称许。
That we might have your commendation.
我们能听见你对我们说。
We might hear your voice saying.
好。
Good.
你这又良善又忠心的仆人
，Well done, you good and faithful.
求你用怜悯的手握住我们
，Would you hold us with your merciful hand?
不放过任何一个弟兄和姊妹
，Would you not let us go?
既然你说了话
，Since the years spoken,
就求你让你的话应验在我们的身上
，Let your word be fulfilled in our lives.
主啊，我们在这里
，Lord, we are here.
我们对你说，我们愿意
，Lord, we are willing.
我们愿意向你降服
，Lord, we are willing to be submitted to you.
愿你在我们中间被高举
Lord, will you be exalted in our midst?
愿你的主权在这里得到完全尊重
Let your rights will be completely honored by us
谢谢你早晨与我们同在
Lord, thank you that you are with us
求你垂听我们的祷告
Let us our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray
Amen
Amen